It's time for the 2012 Conservation in Action Tour. This is put on by the Conservation Technology Information Center, and I have with me Rex Martin, who is actually board chairman, I understand, for CTIC right now. Rex, it's always nice to get a little bit of a preview of what we're going to be doing here over the next day. It's, as I see it on the agenda, a very action-packed typical CTIC tour
right.
day.
We will work them hard all day tomorrow. But what's great about our tour is you get to see different types of conservation in different parts of the country. No different here. You know, coming to the South for the first time, our fifth year of doing a tour, we're going to look at conservation and sustainability in a little different way. We're going to look at water management. We're going to look at wildlife habitat. We're going to look at different farming systems that we haven't seen, say, in Ohio and Virginia in the past. So I think people are going to be very interested and take away some good ideas.
I know I'm looking forward to it. I have found these to be, very highly educational, kind of eye-opening in some ways when you think you know a lot about how people are doing farming today. As you look at this one, anything that just kind of stands out for you is like, I really can't wait to see that particular farm or...
You know, we're going to go to one particular farm that not only has some interesting history that you'll hear about, kind of flavored in southern history and blues, but also you're going to see probably one of the best water management systems I've ever seen. Their ability to store water, use water, slow down water, I've never seen a system like that anywhere in the nation.
Well, with us coming in here, I think everybody's probably... singing praise the Lord because we brought a little bit of rain with us, at least this afternoon. Looking at what you've been getting out of this and or how the successful these have been so far, you bring in a pretty diverse group from government to, farm side as well to learn more about what is actually being done out there and maybe get ideas to take back home too. How would you describe now that we're going through several years of these, how have they gone? How's the organization feel about it and the continuation?
CTIC is celebrating its 30th year. So we're looking forward to showing where we've come from, but we know there's a lot of work to go ahead. With the Farm Bill coming up, a lot of dialogue about where does this leave conservation programs. We have NRCS Chief White coming, so I think it'll be a lot of good questions given to him about that. But the thing that we find time and time again with our questionnaires is the networking. People from all over the country, government officials, farmers, politicians, all people together, just finding out what works and what doesn't work.
Well, we're going to be collecting some photos, some interviews to share with our audience and others throughout the day. This starts tomorrow. Tonight we have kind of a social get-together for everybody to start that networking process. So anything else about this year's tour or just what CTIC is doing in general that you might want to mention?
We have a lot of great watershed projects that we're working on, Indian Creek there in Illinois. Again, finding ways to facilitate and bring people together. We've got a 30th anniversary celebration and roundtable coming up in St. Louis in October. You'll hear more information about that. And again, just trying to figure out where we've been, where we're at today, and what do we need to be looking for in the future. So it's a great celebration, and we're looking forward to year 31.
All right. Thank you very much, Rex Martin with Syngenta. They're a sponsor, and he is our chairman of the board here for CTIC, and we're about to kick off the Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.